Well, from our shoot yourself in the foot file, really, Labour have got themselves in a pile of trouble over what is claimed to be some sort of sweatshop arrangement whereby foreign students come to the country and in exchange for a place to sleep and food, they phone bank basically for the Labour Party. The promises were more grandiose, of course, but the reality seems to be, as Murrumba Fox pointed out, to be some sort of slave labour. The Labour leader, Andrew Little, is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
Are you exasperated by this?
I think your commentary overstates it, so let's get a bit of perspective around it. International exchanges for young people doing political campaigns is as old as the hills. Young Labour people have been going to the US, Australia, the UK for years, as have young nationals, as have young New Zealand political activists. We had a suggestion that some of those people in other countries might like to come here. Somebody was given the task of setting it up, and they did. They completely overreached themselves and got way beyond their capability. It is embarrassing, but when we got the complaints last weekend, the party headquarters stepped in, took control, and are sorting it out.
Is what you have been doing potentially illegal?
No, not at all. We've been doing it for years. Other political parties, certainly the big ones here, have had people from overseas helping out in campaigns. We send people overseas to help in campaigns. It's about young people seeing how other political systems work, getting campaigning experience. That's as old as the hills.
That's the theory, but there were no lectures from Helen Clark, and the suggestion is all they do is sit on the phone all day. Is that more realistic?
I've met some of the young people. Meeting I did in Birkenhead on the North Shore last week, half a dozen of them were there. They were doing various things, but caught up with them all, had the photos, all that sort of thing. So they're doing a variety of things. I have no doubt at all that promises were made to them that were completely over the top, and I doubt whether they can be delivered on. But I think having now got the complaints, particularly about the living conditions, is the thing that concerns me. I said to the party, the only thing that matters is their welfare. The party headquarters people have stepped in, and that's what we're sorting out.
He's a smart man, Mac McCartan. How do you let it get out of control?
Listen, I haven't had a conversation with Matt since all this has blown up. And the last sort of conversations I've had with Matt is when this idea was in its gestation stages. I had to say to Matt, this is not something you can do while you're on the parliamentary services payroll. He understood that. He wanted to go off and sort it out once he was off the parliamentary services payroll. And I just haven't had a big conversation with him about it. So how it's got where it's got to, I mean, we'll sort that out once we've sorted the young people out. It's a second order thing. But yeah, at some point we're going to have to find some answers.
Appreciate your time. Have a good weekend. Andrew Little, the Labour leader, with us this morning.